The Roman Catholic Diocese of Syracuse will take the church out of the decisions of compensation for victims of clergy sex abuse with a new program it is instituting. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The Voluntary Independent Reconciliation Program will look at claims filed by survivors of clergy abuse in the Syracuse Diocese, and it will be administered by two outside individuals who have run similar compensation programs downstate. That's important, says diocesan spokeswoman Danielle Cummings.
Victims don't want to come into the diocese and talk to the bishop or our attorney. The trust factor isn't there. They have an independent group who can objectively look at this and say, okay, you're going to get X, Y, or Z. It just makes sense.
The diocese has already reached settlements with 20 individuals who were harmed by clergy. There are potentially 132 claims that could be filed through this program, some dating back to the 40s. This program wouldn't apply to any new claims of abuse, and all claims will be paid out of the Diocese of Syracuse's General Liability Insurance Program. In the year since the clergy abuse story broke, some Catholics have left the church, dismayed with how the church hierarchy dealt with it. Will this make a difference? Bishop Robert Cunningham says he remains hopeful.
We'll never fully make amends for the harm that has been caused, but it's a gesture on our part, and we hope that people will come back.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.